The locker room pep talks are over. The players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school basketball on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7 FM. Stay tuned. Pre-game coverage followed by opening tip-off are coming up after these messages from our CARE Radio sports boosters.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison, powered by MSC Radio and found online at mscnews.net.
Hi, I'm Nick Harling with UMB Bank in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Atchison. We've all heard how the only constant is change. Good thing there's one thing your business can count on, a relationship with UMB Bank. We believe businesses of every size deserve a bank that's in it for the long haul, with access to your banker and solutions that flex with you year after year. Sure, things change, but our commitment to you does not. Visit umb.com today. UMB Bank is member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Well, good evening and welcome to Horton, Kansas, where tonight high school basketball in the Northeast Kansas League, as there's lots of blue in the sand. The Troy Trojans are being hosted by the Horton Chargers. Hello again, everybody. You got our man, Joseph, running things back at the K Radio Sports Studios. He's doing all that complicated stuff with buttons and electrons and stuff. Tom Couch will be here courtside. It's going to be two great games, and we'll be back to give you starters, a little insight, and then we'll have the tip-off. Ladies games first. We'll be right back here on CARE.
This is Mark Starr at GM Bank. We support you as you turn goals into accomplishments. That might be purchasing your first car, opening a small business, buying a home, harvesting that bumper crop, or preparing for a new life after retirement. GM Bank is here for all your life's milestones. We strive and will continue to strive to be your best place to bank and borrow. GM Bank, with locations in Holton, Hiawatha, Horton, and Wetmore. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Hey everybody, Bart here at Farm and City Supply in Falls City. Tired of winter? Yeah, me too, but guess what? It ain't going anywhere yet. Come on in and check out our Sunfire heaters, Carhartt clothes, dry shod boots, Milwaukee power tools. If you need to cut a little wood, we got a great selection of steel chainsaws. But if you're thinking spring, hey, we can cover you there too. Rec-Tec grills, got a great line of sprayers, sprayer supplies, hoses, banjo fittings, pumps, you name it. We're ready for you.
At your friendly Farm and City Supply.
Euler Law Office in Troy is proud to support area schools and athletes. Joel Euler is your local attorney for all your legal needs. Contact Joel Euler at Euler Law Office for honest, dependable, and accountable general practice. 785-985-4000, Euler Law Office on Main Street in Troy.
Hey, with that, we welcome you back again to Horton, Kansas. A great crowd on hand. This girls' game, the first game of the evening, is going to be a big one, as it will decide who is going to be the champion of the Northeast Kansas League in 25-26. Welcome back to Horton, everybody. Let's take a look at the starters. First of all, for the visitors from Troy, they come into the ball game tonight. Oop, I didn't get that scratched down. Hold on, let me pull that back up. Under head coach Derek Jasper, I got that for you. We'll get that record for you here real quick, but we will also say that the Troy starters, Harper Wentstein and Haley Groff, Nicole Judd, Haley Williams, and Allison Grable. For the Lady Chargers and head coach Bailey Lanter, it is going to be Kara covers up, and the drive to the right side is going to be up and good by Kara. First points in the ballgame belong to Horton. Kara covers up in Aubrey Wilson with Kirsten Smith, Melissa Banks, and JoJo Switch. Back down court to basketball with their first possession of the evening. Here comes Horton. They will drive to the right side of the lane. We're going to get a quick foul. Trying to cut off the drive to the middle It'll be Kirsten Smith picking up her first foul of the game. So Troy comes into the game at 14-6. They are 8-1 in the conference. Horton comes into the game at 15-6. They are 8-1 in the conference. And now there's going to be a turnover. Here comes Horton up the court with a basketball. Chargers will drive to the left side. We're going to get a whistle. We're going to get a foul on a traveling violation. No foul, traveling violation called by Myron. And we are 45 seconds into the game. It's going to be the fourth possession. So you can see these teams are going to be going up and down the floor a little bit here tonight. 2-0 with the early Horton lead. Feed will come into the middle, back out on top to Troy. They'll rotate it in counterclockwise to go into the lane, and the charge, no, they're going to call a block. Big collision, bodies on the floor, and the foul is going to be on Horton. The whistle is on Aubrey Wilson. So Aubrey going to pick up her first foul of the game. And Troy with a chance at their first points of the game. At the free throw line, the shot is up and good, and Haley Groff will have the Trojans on the board. Second free throw ties the game, and we are at 2-2. 1 minute in. Outlet pass all the way to the other end of the court. Horton with the basketball on top. The shot for three is going to be partially deflected. Picked up on the floor by Troy. Here comes Nicole Judd. She'll race into the forecourt, jump it over to the left side. Groff will go baseline. Three shots up. No good. Rebounding it down is going to be Kara covers up. And Horton is going to take it back to the other end of the floor. Quickly down the right side. Deep in the right corner. They want to look all the way across the floor. Can't get it there. We'll bring it on top. Lob it into the lane on the court one time. The left-handed layup by Kara. Not going to go in, but she gets fouled and going to get a couple of free throws. The foul is going to be on Harper Wettstein. It'll be her first, and it will be Troy team foul one this evening. Kara at the free throw line. Her first one, perfect. So Kara covers up, has all three of Horton's early points. She'll take her time and eye this one up. The right-handed shot, airborne and in. It is a 4-2 lead for Horton. Way out top side with it. Over to the right. The three launches right on line, but it's a little bit too long. And the Trojans are going to turn it over as the ball goes out of bounds down at the baseline. 6-1 to go in the opening quarter. It is a 4-2 Horton lead here at home. Final game of the regular season. If you're Horton, but if you're Troy, they still got one more coming up. They'll be playing again on Monday. Now the upcourt pass is going to be batted free, still going away, now lost out of bounds. Which way does it go? It's going to be Trojan basketball. Horton here in the home whites with blue lettering and trim. Troy in the traveling blue with white lettering and trim. Harper Wettstein will bring it up the floor, dump it over to the left side. All five players right now for Troy above the three-point ring. The feed to the right side. The baseline, the drive to the block, and trying to block the shot. Kara will pick up her first foul. So for Horton, early foul issues. It'll be team foul three at 5:48 to go in the opening quarter. And back to the free throw line, it'll be Haley Croft. She hit her first two, and she'll hit that one. So Haley collecting her third point of the game, and she's got all the Troy scoring. They have scored only so far at the free throw line, and this one is going to be good also. And that bucket ties the game at 4. 5:45 to play in the opening quarter as Horton will race into the forecourt. Chargers are going from right to left across your dial here in the opening quarter. And now the pass to the top, a little miscommunication, and that is going to result in an over and back call. So I think both of these teams a little bit tense, trying to maybe overthink it just a little bit. Very understandable because, again, a long basketball season and the championship of the conference coming down to this game tonight between two teams tied at the top at 8-1. The drive into the lane, the dish over to the left, the three-point shot. Rims out, won't go. Horton is going to clear down the rebound. It'll be pulled away by Wilson. Up the floor, the pass is going to be batted away from behind. West time with a great defensive play. You hear a lot about our offense, but that was an excellent defensive effort. Short with the basketball. Westheim will feed into the middle. Now the pass comes back out on top. Harper's going to recover it. Shot clock at 20. I get a vibe that shot clock's going to have very little effect on tonight's game. The pass comes out on top to Westheim. She will back away. Alternate hands with the dribble. Jump it deep into the left corner. The drive across the baseline. And the shot is going to be up and too strong. And the rebound is on the floor. Taken away by Horton. Here come the Chargers and Marissa Banks. Banks will feed it into the middle, trying to get it to Kara, and the defense is there. They fan it away. Allison Grable coming up with a steal. Troy back to the other end of the floor. 4.5 to go in quarter one. 13-foot runner is up but too soft for Harper. Rebounding it back down. Horton, and they will turn it over, bringing the ball up the floor. First substitution to the ball game will belong to Horton, as we're going to get Kansas Keough into the game. Kansas is a 5'9" junior. And a game tied at 4, approaching the midpoint of the opening quarter. Troy has the basketball. And a cross-court pass is stepped in front of him, stolen away. Driving it down the floor. The lob into the lane, stolen back by Troy. Weinstein is going to come up with it. She'll weave her way past the defender. Go to the left side. Pulls up from 8, and it rolls in. Weinstein with 2. And for the first time in the ball game, Troy has taken the lead. And on the upcourt play, it's a Horton turnover. 3 minutes and 56 seconds to go in the opening quarter here in Horton, Kansas. And we're going to get a timeout. Yep. Taking a break with the Chargers. Let's do it. 3:56 to go in the first quarter. It is Troy 6, Horton 4.
Perfection is something that businesses in every industry will try to sell you, but perfection is not attainable in this world. The team at Morrow Collision Repair works hard to research high-grade equipment and quality products in order to produce a superior repair. We maintain high standards because we want our customers to walk away with nothing less than our best. At Morrow Collision Repair, we don't claim perfection, but we do strive for excellence.
Timeout. Here comes Troy. Harper Weinstein will drive it down the left side, take it all the way to the baseline. Trojans leading it 6-4. 3 minutes and 40 to go in the opening quarter. To the baseline right. Set shot. It's 3. It's good. From deep in the right side for Troy. That is Haley Groff, and she's had a great start to the game, and a fast break shot on the other end of the court. Won't go in for Horton. The scrum for the loose basketball will result in a jump. Possession. Trojans. It is suddenly 9-4, a 7-0 run right now for Troy. And we go inside 3.5 to play in the first quarter. Weinstein is going to bring it up first to the right side, now swings it over to the left. Dumps it over there to Nicole. Judd will bring it off on top, where Grable thought about the shot, does it, hands it over to Weinstein. She'll dribble it off, back away, put her heels into center circle, keep it alive, slide over to the right side, off the screen. Inside the three-point ring, one-hand push pass. Over to the left side of the lane. The three is up from here. Off the rim, no good. Horton's going to clear down the rebound. Karen covers up. Pulls down the ball. And Horton's going to turn it over on the upcourt play. So for the Chargers, a flurry of turnovers has caused them some trouble. Kiffin Lanter is going to come into the game now for Horton. Tiffin is a 5'6" freshman. 2:50 to go in the first. Trojans with a 9-4 lead. The drive to the baseline, the pass across the lane. Backing in, twisting, turning, contact, and a Charger foul. Couple of free throws coming up. The whistle is on Kansas. And back at the line, you know who that's going to be, right? Yeah, that's Haley Groff. She's 4-4 at the free throw line already. That one is right in there. Horton is going to bring Bobby Becker into the game now. Bobby's a 5'9" junior. Free throw rolls in. She's 6-6. 9 points for Haley Groff. It is 11-4. Troy has taken an early lead. 2.5 to go in the first, and they're going to steal the upcourt pass. Here comes Whetstone. Harper, a long, long three. Buries it! That was a step and a half above the circle. That was probably a college range three-point shot. And Horton into the forecourt, desperately needed to put something on the board, finding themselves down by 10. The ball's going to be slapped away and knocked out of bounds. It'll come back into Horton's baseline. 14-4. Troy out front. Still just over 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. Baseline three. Up, won't go for the Chargers. Rebounding it back down. Trojans up the floor. Troy dumps it over to the right side. Gets it there to Groff. She'll have the ball. Stolen away. Here comes Kansas Keough. She'll take it down the left side. Come to the top. Back away. Pull up. Jumper for three. No. And the long rebound. Going to be saved by Groff. Here comes Troy. We have had no shortage of possessions in this game. Allison Grable has it on the right side. Will feed to the baseline. Blocked by covers up. Rebound Horton. And again, it's going to be Kansas taking it into the forecourt with a minute and a half to go in the opening quarter. One hand push pass over to the left side. Nearly lost, but rescued in the nick of time. And then contact top side. No foul called. Jump ball instead. It'll be Horton basketball. Horton is going to get Aubrey Wilson back into the game and give JoJo Switch her first break. Minute 20 to play in the first. Horton with the ball. They're going to wide it out a little bit against a 1-3-1 zone. And the pass to the baseline. Flap free. Trojans coming up with a steal. 1-3-1 zone by Troy. And we're a minute five to go. First quarter, three-point shot, wide to the right side, rebounding it down. Going to be Aubrey Wilson. And again, Keough comes into the forecourt. Horton in control of the basketball in the last minute of the first. Skip pass over to the left side. Taken there by Becker from the top. Here's a three. Online rattles out, won't go. Rebound, pulled away, and as it comes down, we're going to get a Trojan foul. The foul is on Nicole Judd. It'll be her first, and for Horton, they fouled quite a bit in the first minute and a half or so of the game, and then quit fouling after that, and Troy now is going to steal the inbound play. 45 seconds left in the opening quarter. Troy with a 10-point lead and in control of the basketball. Wetstein loses it for a moment. It's going to cross over behind her back, dump it over to the left side. Out on top, another long three. Air ball, about 2 feet short. Rebounding it down is going to be Kara. Covers up the floor with the basketball. It's going to be knocked out of her hands and stolen. Here comes Troy. The drive, the shot, missed. Rebound, followed and hit by Wetstein. 16-4 Troy. 15 seconds left in the opening quarter. And we will have an upcourt pass that is going to go out of bounds. It is going to be Troy basketball. So, for the Trojans and head coach Gary Jasper, they're going to have to hurry to get a shot away before the quarter wraps up. Leading it by a dozen. Wetstein to the left side with six. Down to the baseline with four. The running shot is no good, but a foul called on the left corner. And that is going to be Harper Wetstein coming to the free throw line for a couple of shots. Aubrey Wilson collects her second foul of the game, and Wetstein will hit her first free throw. Well, tell you what, Troy is just fantastic at the free throw line. They're 8 of 8 in this first quarter. And on the inbound, the shot thrown up at the buzzer for a three off the steal. It's up and good. And Troy has exploded. We're going to take a timeout with the first quarter in the book and on what is now a 19-0 run at the end of one. Troy 21, Horton 4.
Looking for a great place to eat, drink, and catch a game? Head to Kirkwood & Co. Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland. Open 7 days a week. Kirkwood & Co. is your go-to spot. Together with friends, enjoy daily food and drink specials, and watch all the action on the big screens, even on their outdoor patio. If you're planning an event, reserve the private party room at Kirkwood. And stay updated with all of their specials by visiting Kirkwood & Co. on Facebook. And go indulge today in great food, drinks, and fun at Kirkwood & Co. in Highland.
Good to have you back with us. What a huge turnaround in that opening quarter. Is right out of the gate, Horton jumped in front, 2-0, 4-2, and then the dam burst. 19 uninsured. Troy points. They're up 21-4, and those points came from two players. Haley Croft has a dozen, and Harper Wettstein, 9. Kara Coversup has all 4 Horton points, and the ball's going to belong to Troy as we begin the second quarter. Horton's certainly not out of this, but they're going to have to just kind of settle in a little bit. Here's a driving shot into the lane, and Wettstein gets 2 more. She's now at 11. 23-4. And now a 21-0 run for the Lady Trojans. Half a minute gone in the second quarter here in Horton, Kansas, where this Northeast Kansas League girls ball game. We still got the guys coming up. Pass comes out on top. Horton with the ball, and again looking into the teeth of that 1-3-1 zone. Way out on the right edge. The ball gets trapped up against the sideline. The pass to the top, the dish to the left. The long 2, airborne and too strong. Offensive rebound, followed up, missed, but a Trojan foul? No, a shot clock violation. And here comes Troy. We are a minute into the second quarter. And Harper Wettstein will bring it up. The right-hand dribble, just over a bit to the right side of the top of the key. The feet to the baseline left, deep in the corner. No room there. They'll put it out on top. Reverse it to the left. 3-point shot. Comes out. Rebound tipped around. It cleared away by Horton. Aubrey Wilson coming up with a basketball and into the forecourt. It's going to be JoJo Switch. JoJo will dump it over to the right side. Smith will launch a 3 that won't fall down. Troy coming up with a rebound. It's going to be a 2-on-1 break. The dish to the right. Wettstein doesn't get the finish. And a rebound cleared away by Kara. Covers up. Pulling down the basketball, and for Troy, part of the defensive tactic is they're pressing the ball all the way up the floor. There's no relenting in the defense. 3-point shot spins out. Offensive rebound. Put back up and in. Troy finally breaks that long scoreless streak on a bucket by Kristen Smith. Kristen is going to knock that one down, making it 23-6. And we are 6 minutes to play in the half. The ball's getting away down at the baseline. Roll out of bounds. And for Troy, into the game for the first time, it's going to be Kyler Lutke. Kyler's a sophomore. Long 2-point shot. Airborne, no. Rebound, batted around on the floor. Players falling all over the place. It's going to be hauled down by Horton. And again, that Troy, relentless pressure, full court. I mean, all the way down to the baseline, and they're just pressing. Here's a 3, the block from behind. It's going to be saved at the baseline. Here comes Horton. Never seen a team work this hard defensively. Looking into the middle, the cut to the lane, the running shot, off the window, 2 more. And 2 more for Haley Croft. She's got 14. It is, again, a 19-point game at 25-6. The feet into the forecourt, the dish to the left side. And that's how for Horton you're going to have to break this pressure. They're going to have to get some outlet passes and get him down the floor. Wettstein is playing the top of the 1-3-1. Here's a jumper. It's going to be off the mark and blocked out of bounds. You got Wettstein playing at the top. You got Kyler Lutke playing at the 5. And across the middle from the left, Nicole Judd. And in the middle, you're going to have Allison Grable. And over on the right side, you're going to have Haley Groff. Jump shot up, no good. Fight for the rebound. Both players go hard to the floor. We're going to get a jump ball called. Possession this time headed for Horton. 4:50 to go in the opening half. 25-6, Trojans out front. JoJo Switch will do the inbound. Brings it into Kara. Covers up, has the ball stripped out of her hands and stolen away. Outlet down the court. And again, with numbers, it's a 2-on-1 break. The shot's going to be deflected out of bounds. Back to Troy. Horton goes to the bench, and into the game is going to come a freshman, 5'8" Maria Mendez. Pass slapped out of bounds. Troy bringing it back in again from the near side. 4:40 to go. in the opening half. Stepping to the inside, the jumper for Wettstein off the mark and a rebound pulled down by Kansas Keough. Here comes Horton. Nice change of directions, driving into the lane, skip pass underneath. The shot from below the bucket is up and good by Covers Up. She's got six. 25-8, Troy, with 4:20 to go in the opening half. The pass comes top of the key on the court one time. They'll reverse it, put it back out on top to Judd, to Groff, back to Wettstein. Wettstein running the ball club basically from the one, and we are 4 minutes to go in the first half. Shot clock's at 13. Wettstein went to the long shot, then thought better of it. Dribbles it over toward the edge, back out to the top. Shot clock to six. The feed to left, the three-point shot. Knocking it down with about 3 seconds left on the shot clock. And Troy continues to roll up points. That is the first bucket here for Nicole Judd. On the other end of the floor, the runner is going to be up and good by Maria Mendez. It is 28-10. It has been as much as a 20-point lead here in the first half for Troy. Ball's going to be lost out of bounds, and a player coming in for each team. Troy is going to get Candy Williams back into the game, and Horton is going to get Tiffin Lanter back out there. It is Troy basketball. The inbound is badly done. Thrown from the baseline, trying to go across court, hits the back of the backboard, which is automatically out of bounds, and Horton is going to have it back in. Here come the Chargers. The feed to the corner, squaring up for a three, draining it from deep for the right side. Long range bucket is going to be up and good, and Maria Mendez has come in and given the Trojans a little bit of offense. 28-13. 3 minutes to go in the first. Mendez having come in off the bench, leads her team in scoring now with, no, she's second. She's got five because Kara Covers Up has six. The cut into the lane, the feed to the corner, the baseline jump shot, another three. It's going to be hit from the outside. Right now, the perimeter shooting has been phenomenal for Troy. They go up 28-13 and come up with a steal into the lane. The shot off the window, no. Rebound. Clearing away is going to be Horton. Keough up the floor. Keeps the dribble alive. He's just going to circle back out on top and then launch a Riley long three. How did that ever go in? What a magnificent shot from deep in the right side by Kansas Keough. Now these two teams beginning to open it up. A three from the other in for Troy. No good. Rebound Horton. It is 31-16. Now full court pressure. Troy going to come up with a steal and then they're going to throw it away. And right now these two teams have no breaks whatsoever. I don't mean breaks as in having something good happen. I mean breaks as in slowing it down. There is no slowing this thing down. 2 minutes and 2 seconds to go in the opening half. It is a 31-16 Trojan lead. And it will be Horton basketball in the backcourt. No, it'll be Troy. It's going to be Troy basketball in their forecourt. I thought it was coming in the other way, but perhaps no. Now the officials going to have a little bit of a confab, and it will come in to Troy. Wettstein will inbound. Kicks it off on top to Judd. Nicole back to Harper. Minute 50 to play in the first half. The dish over to the right side. Back on top. The player defense is being employed here by Horton. They'll rotate it back to the right, and a three off the mark, and a rebound pulled down by JoJo. So switch coming out with the basketball, and Kia will bring it up. JoJo across the timeline. Cross court, it goes over to the left side. It's going to be Maria. Mendez into the corner for the three. Launched and hit. Horton shooting themselves back into the game on a three by Tiffin Lanter. 31-19. Down 20 just a moment ago. Back to within a dozen has come Horton. 1 minute to go in the first half. High school girls basketball here on K-Radio. Happy to have you with us. Down the pass into the middle. It's going to be stolen. JoJo Switch coming up with a steal. Here comes Kansas Keo. She'll race it down court. Stop between the circles. Dump it over to the left side. Mendez steps inside. Kicks it back. JoJo will beat down to the baseline. The pass into the lane. And one of the players for Horton gets hit in the face. Her glasses go flying. And as she tries to recover, the ball's going to be taken by Troy to the other end of the court, where they will lay it up and in. First bucket of the game for Allison Grable, 33-19. Horton back down the floor with it. JoJo takes it up topside. The drive to the baseline, the kick to the corner. 25 on the shot clock. Mendez with the ball. Goes to Switch. Back on top. They're rotated around. Reverse the ball. Bring it back the other way. Working against that 1-3-1. Here's an open three. Boom! Knocking it down again. It's going to be Tip and Lanner. Back-to-back threes. It is 33-22. Spinning into the lane. Wettstein has the ball knocked out of her hand. It's going to be stolen. And now we're going to get a late whistle. And a timeout taken. Let's do it. We're going to take a break. Or is that the end of the quarter coming up? That was a quarter ending all of a sudden. I was so busy watching a play, the quarter escaped me. And we're going to get a timeout. We'll come back and recap this thing. It is wild, but it's fun here in Horton, Kansas at the half. It's the Trojans, 33, Chargers 22.
It's time for the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7 FM. Stay tuned. Your first half recap is coming up right after this.
For over 30 years, Urban Lawn Care has helped homes and businesses across Atchison and Northeast Kansas look their absolute best season after season. Family owned and full service since 1991, they handle everything. Lawn care, dirt work, tree services, sod installation, and even snow and ice removal. Whether you need a full plan or just help with one project, their team takes care of the work so you can enjoy the results. See them at 6300 Ottawa Road, visit UrbanLawnCareLLC.com, or call 913-367-4478. Urban Lawn Care, trusted by hundreds, rooted in your community.
Ready to make history and maybe $500? During halftime at this season's home basketball games at Atchison High School and Atchison County Community High School, you could be one of two lucky contestants who will have a chance to make a half-court shot to win $500, sponsored by Amberwell Orthopedic Care and Sports Medicine. Tickets for a chance to shoot will be sold at the gate, and all ticket proceeds go to the schools. Win or lose, it's a shot worth taking. See you at the game.
Well, we've seen the first half that saw Horton jump out early. Then you turn around and have Troy go on a phenomenal run. As I'm just doing a quick math here, they went on a 21-0 run, then led by as many as 21 in the second quarter, only to see Horton come back and make it an 11-point game going to the locker room. A quick recap of the scoring in this one. First of all, for the Chargers. Tell you what, half a dozen for Tiffin Lancer on a couple of threes. Six also for Kara covers up. Maria Mendez off the bench with five, and three more on a long shot by Kansas Keo. Kirsten Smith has the other two for Horton. For Troy, it's Haley Groff with 11 and Harper Wettstein, or Haley Groff with 14 and Harper Wettstein with 11. Nicole Judd, Haley Williams, each with 3 and 2 for Allison Grable. Great second half coming up, and then don't forget the guys' game. We're going to have, of course, our typical and traditional high school basketball doubleheader this evening on Care Radio. But right now, halftime of the girls' game. We'll be back to bring you the second half live. And with that intermission score, Troy 33, Horton 22. Back we go to Joseph at the Game Radio Sports Studios for Friday Halftime Fun Time.
Good deals are hard to come by these days, unless you're at Taco John's. A crispy beef taco, bean burrito, junior potato Olays, and a small drink for just $5? Oh, what a steal. $7 for a pair of crispy beef tacos, plus a nacho crunch beef burrito, junior potato Olays, and a small drink? That's a steal, too. And just $9 for a super crispy beef taco, chicken stuffed grill taco, junior potato Olays, churro, and a small drink? Well, now that's highway taco robbery. Order these meal steals in-restaurant or online, only at Taco John's.
Hi, this is Dr. Carrie Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic. Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years, and our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, we pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Hi, it's Erica at Queen Bee Boutique. Whether you're looking for a perfect pair of Judy blue jeans, a chic dress, or a fun graphic tee, we've got something you'll love in sizes small through 3X. Complete your look with purses, accessories, and European brand makeup, Celesti. Treat yourself to California Mango Natural Hair Care at Queen Bee Fashion Meets Beauty, all in one stop. Visit us today at 525 Commercial Street in Atchison, and let's find your new favorite look.
K4 Ag and Valley Falls is your local farm partner. They have a full load of Soother Feeds protein tubs and mineral on hand and carry mixed 30 liquid feed. Call 785-945-3202 for pricing. K4 Ag also carries tires for vehicles of every size, from semis to tractors to passenger vehicles, to keep you moving on the road or in the field. Let them help you select the best tire for your vehicle and driving needs. See K4 Ag and Valley Falls, nurturing farms and growing success.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7. This is Joseph Kerr with you this evening, taking a look at the Care Country sports schedule. All I can guarantee for sure is that tomorrow we will be having Benedict and Ravens basketball action for you. We'll be having the women take to the court up at Mid-American Nazarene, and this is a time change, so please pay attention at 5 p.m. tomorrow evening, with the men taking to the court at 7 p.m. up on the road at Mid-American Nazarene. That is, again, 5 and 7 p.m. tomorrow. Coming up next Thursday, I can tell you that we're going to have Sports Look, where Tom and Gus Kautz discuss the local, regional, and national sports scene. Sports Look airs immediately following the 5 o'clock news report, right around 5:15 to 5:20. Following Sports Look, we'll have the High School Coaches Insight Show. It's nearing the end of all of it, and you do want to tune in to those on Thursday night. Do pay attention to Brandon Tadman with his sports reports during the week, as this schedule is in flux and it will be developing as the week goes on. I'll be back in just a moment with the scores as I have them.
At Hummelgaard Family Dentistry in Atchison, your comfort and health come first. You're in good hands.
I'm Dr. Jordan Hummelgaard, formerly Campbell. I grew up right here in Atchison. Caring for the community means everything to me. We take time to listen and make sure you feel comfortable and cared for, whether it's your first visit or your 50th. When you walk through our doors, you are family.
Hummelgaard Family Dentistry at 913-367-7270, or stop by 817 Santa Fe in Atchison. Hummelgaard Family Dentistry.
Some things get better with time. Bourbon, work gloves, and Uncle Gary's mullet. At Mustang Seeds, we've been around 60 years, but we're not stuck in the past. We invest in top-tier seed and real partnerships, so your farm's ready for today and tomorrow. Because the best things don't just last, they evolve. Mustang Seeds, built on legacy. Powered by progress.
Brick Street Bourbon Catering Services. We do it all. Weddings, business events, receptions, luncheons, birthday parties, dinner parties, showers, funerals, and all your special occasions. We can bring it to you or you can come to us. We offer full catering services in our banquet room and dining room. Contact Brick Street Bourbon in Valley Falls, Kansas. We do it all, big or small. Call 785-217-6357.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
Taking a look around the area, we have a couple of games that have come to the half as well. We are looking at the Riverside-Hiawatha game, with Riverside on top in the girls' game, 21-16 over Hiawatha. Holton ladies are leading Sabetha 20-15. And in this game, we've got Troy at 33, Horton 22. St. Mary's in Silver Lake has just finished their first quarter. Silver Lake is leading St. Mary's 16-4. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather I forecast.
Ready to make history and maybe $500 during halftime at this season's home basketball games at Atchison High School and Atchison County Community High School? You could be one of two lucky contestants who will have a chance to make a half-court shot to win $500. Sponsored by Amberwell Orthopedic Care and Sports Medicine. Tickets for a chance to shoot will be sold at the gate, and all ticket proceeds go to the schools. Win or lose, it's a shot worth taking. See you at the game.
Here's your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Chance for snow tonight. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. Lows around 21. North winds around 5 miles per hour. A blend of clouds and sun tomorrow. Slight chance of snow. Daytime highs approaching 39. Clear skies tomorrow night, 17. Sunny skies and dry, Sunday and Monday, low 30s, Sunday, mid-30s, by Monday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm Staff Meteorologist Laura Lockwood.
And for Hot Country 93.7, this is Joseph Kerr with you. It's currently 30 degrees and clear in downtown Atchison. It feels like 23 out there with the winds out of the north at 7 miles per hour and a relative humidity of 44%. The dew point, 11 degrees Fahrenheit, and the barometric pressure on the rise at 30.04 inches of mercury. We will be returning to Tom Couts courtside in just a moment.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With three tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7 FM. We now return to the gym for second half coverage of your feature game.
And with that, we welcome you back again here to Horton, Kansas, 33-22. The Trojans in front of the Chargers as the girls' game goes to the second half. Good to have you back with us, everybody. And many thanks to Joseph at the Care Sports Studio. He takes good care of us all the time, man. Joseph, thank you very much. And a quick drive, Harper West Side shot up, no good. And here comes Horton up the floor for the basketball. They defended hard all the way up the court. The driving shot is going to go up, and it won't go in. And the rebound is going to be loose on the floor. Picked back up by Troy. They'll raise up the floor. Westside will drive it over to the left side, dump it out to the perimeter, but the three-point shot is launched but missed. And an offensive rebound is going to be slapped away and knocked out of bounds. It'll be Troy basketball. Good hustle by Marissa Banks to knock that ball free. 33-22 Trojans on the road with the lead in this game that will determine the regular season champion of the conference. Baseline shot from the left, no good. And Horton is going to rebound it down. And they're going to throw it away in the backward. Little miscommunication on the play up the floor. And again, it's the Trojan relentless defense that is causing Horton a lot of trouble here tonight. 6:40 to go in the third quarter. Ball thrown over into the right side, down to the deep corner. Kick back out on top. Taken there by Groff. She's having a big game. Top side to Nicole. Judd will kick it over to Groff. Into the corner. It'll go to Williams. She'll go for three. No. Rebound. Weststein had it. Lost it. Saved it to a teammate, though. And Grable will kick it over to the right side. Shot clock is reset. Here's a running shot. Up and missing. Rebound again is going to be Kirsten Smith. Up forward to basketball. Horton on offense. Trailing by 11. 6 minutes to go in the third quarter. It has been a scoreless third quarter so far. The pass underneath. The shot is up and good. That was a beautiful assist and a bucket for Horton. 5:50 to play. The bucket by Kansas Keough. Here's a three. Wide open. No. Offensive rebound. And we will get a foul call. 33-24. And Horton has whittled at once, 21-point lead down to 9. Horton is going to bring it in. It's going to be the second foul of the game by Kirsten Smith. Pass over to the right side. Nicole has it. Comes out on top. The ball gets away for a moment and being pursued. And, oh, they're going to call a foul on top. Crowd not real happy with that one. The foul is going to be the first of the ball game by Marlissa Banks. It'll be team foul two against Wharton here in the third quarter. 5.5 to go in the third. Trojans up by 9. Around to the left side. The ball's going to be dunked away. Here comes Keough. It's a one-on-one break to the other end of the floor. She'll run, drive, shoot, and score! And give her the bucket plus one! The score for Kansas, Keough. Count the basket. Put her at the line. It's going to be the second foul on Troy's Nicole Judd. And now it is a 7-point game. This free throw, no. Rebound and a foul on the effort at the rebound. A whistle on JoJo Switch. Now Horton getting himself in a little foul trouble early. It'll be team foul 3 for the Lady Chargers. And we're still just over 5 minutes to play in the third quarter. 33-26. Horton back to within 7. Troy with a basketball. Top side is going to go to Judd. To Weststein. She looks to the middle. Starts to the left. Pulls up her dribble. Cross-court pass from Judd. Looking into the corner. Tries to kick it over to Groff, but going to be slapped out of bounds. Great athletic play by Marlissa Banks. And back in, it'll come to Troy. Shot clock at 12. Inbound, it comes top side to get to Weststein. 9 seconds. Now 8 on the shot clock. Weststein works way to the left side with 6. Shot clock at 4. Shot clock at 3. And they're going to throw it away with 2 on the shot clock. And again, Horton has denied. 4:40 to go in the third quarter. 33-26. JoJo Switch will bring it in play. Back over to the right side. The pass to the block. The look into the middle. And we're going to get a travel call. A lot of traffic on the right side of the lane. And the ball's going to get turned over. 4.5 to go in the third quarter. Troy will bring it up the floor. Weststein crosses at the center. Eases away over to the right side. Keeps the dribble alive. Backs away. Pulls it up. Feeds in the free throw line. Give and go back to Weststein. The defense is right there. Keough doing a great job defending Weststein. And Weststein's pass in the middle is going to be stepped in front of and stolen away. JoJo with the steal. Back to the right side. Keough. 3. Doesn't go down. That thing was perfectly on line, but hits the back of the rim and caroms away. We're at 4 minutes to go in the third quarter. 33-26. Troy comes back out on top to Weststein. Big, big difference in how these two teams approach the game. Player defense, zone defense. Pressing the full length of the court. Setting up a half-court defense. There's a lot of different ways of going about that. The skip past the lane is going to be stolen. Tara covers up with the steal. Horton again up the floor, and Troy turning it over, and suddenly what was a point-generating machine early has quit scoring. Now we have a foul on the Trojans. A little bit of a push by Allison Grable. She has her first foul. It'll be the second Trojan foul, and Coach Derek Jasper says, all right, we're going to talk about this as Troy's going to take a timeout. So shall we. A game moving at a fast pace. We're at 3:33 to go in the third quarter. It's Troy 33, Lady Chargers 26.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
When your vehicle, truck, or trailer has a problem, there's only one place that will fix it right and fast, and that's Floyd's Truck Repair. With their experienced staff along with their parts and equipment, they can fix any problem and get you back on the road in a jiffy. That's Floyd's Truck Repair at the junction of Highway 75 and 36 south of Sabetha.
Everyone, we're having a great game. At one point in the second quarter, it was a 21-point Troy lead. Suddenly, Horton has the ball. They battled back, trailing at 33-26. And it'll be put in play at the baseline by Kira Covershop. Comes out on top to Kansas Keough. Keough over to Melissa Banks. Back out on top. Keough feeds across. The pass underneath. The shot in traffic. It's pushed up and in by JoJo Switch. 33-28. Now a 5-point Troy lead. And the ball's going to be stolen. The drive down the floor. The crossover. The shot, no. The follow, yes! What a comeback. Kansas Keough gets two more, and it's 33-30. Suddenly, a 21-point game has become a one-possession lead. The skip to the right block. Troy will drive into the lane. The shot's going to be blocked, and they're going to call a foul underneath the rim. 2 minutes and 49 seconds to go in the third quarter. A couple of free throws going to be coming up for Troy. How many points has Troy scored in this quarter? None, with 2:49 to go. Incredible. This first free throw, though, will change all that. And for Troy, they have put a great shooter at the line. Haley Groff is 7 of 7 at the free throw line this evening. And that one will make her 8 of 8. 35-30. That breaks a long scoreless streak for Troy. Horton down the floor with the basketball. Keough palms it out to the wing. Out on top it'll come. Back over to the right side. Kara looks into the middle, and they're going to say she shuffled a foot. She's looking around going, I can't believe that. What? But the official staring at her feet obviously saw what he saw, and a 2.5 to go in the third quarter. Troy, now leading it by 5, is going to be back in control of the basketball and up the floor with it. Here comes Harper Wettstein. Harper dribbles on top and way up high. She'll swing it over to the left edge. Gets it there to Judd. They'll go back to Harper. She starts right, drives left, keeps the dribble alive, crosses over. Now we'll cut into the lane, surrounded by 3 defenders. She'll kick it on top. The wide open 16-footer is up and no good. The rebound off the floor. Wettstein goes up, has her shot blocked away, but she's able to recover it again and bring it out on top. Starts to drive into the lane and backs away. They reset the shot clock, so they got lots of time. 25 seconds on the shot clock, 2 minutes to go in the third quarter, and now a foul up top side. It's going to be on Horton, and the whistle on Marissa Banks. It is her second foul of the game. It'll be Horton's fourth foul of the third quarter. Fifth foul of the third quarter, and that is a big deal, the fifth foul. That means that Harper Wettstein, who's 2 of 2 at the free throw line, comes up and hits her first shot. Her 12th point of the game. And here's the thing. Troy has not missed a free throw. They are 11 of 11 and now 12 of 12 at the line tonight. 37-30 as we go inside 2 minutes of play in the third quarter. Horton with the basketball, skips it over to the right side, and a collision up on top, and the foul is on Haley Groff. It'll be her first. Trojans third. So Horton will inbound it right in front of their team bench. Put it in play. It's going to be Bobby Becker. She's back in. Bobby lobs it out on top. The pass to the left corner. Elbow reverses at the top. A super long three wide. And a rebound is going to be saved on top by Becker. Gets it over to Keough. Skip pass into the corner. The drive into the lane. The dish to the baseline. The two-point jump shot. In and out. No rebound. Tipped around again. It's going to be saved. Down to the baseline. Trojans with a basketball, leading it by 7. A minute 20 to go in the third quarter. Wettstein brings it up the floor and swings it over to the left side. And again, Troy trying to widen the floor out just a little bit. Early in the game, they got that big lead because of those long shots as they widen the floor. And now here's a pass in the middle, and it's going to be fought for on the floor, the jump ball. Possession, Horton. Out of the game for a brief amount of time. Marissa Banks is going to come right back in and going to give Kansas Keough a little bit of a breather. So Keough has been really strong for this team coming in. And it did not start, but has played a lion's share of minutes today. We're in the last minute now of the third quarter. Ball pass to the right side. They'll go all the way to the corner. Cross court is going to go. Shot clock at 17, plenty of time. The lob back over to the right side. to the top, to the left. It's a three. In and out. No. Rebound underneath. Followed up. It is by Kira. Kira covers up. 37-32. Shot clock and game clock are simultaneous. Baseline, uncontested three, missing. Rebound, Horton. Two players for Horton battling one another, and they will lose it out of bounds. They had come down together with the basketball, and then neither was able to secure it. A break for Troy. Back in with 20 seconds left. In the lane forever. The turnaround shot, missing by Wettstein. Here comes Horton. 11 seconds to go in the third quarter. The lob over to the right side. Pass out on top with nine. The kick to the wing. With five, the cross-court pass, out on top, the three, at the buzzer, counted! The crowd comes to its feet. We're going to go to the fourth quarter, and it is going to be fantastic. Through three quarters in Horton, Kansas, in a game to decide the championship of the Northeast Kansas League. It's Troy 37, Horton 35.
For quality meat and hometown service, head to Anderson Meats in Troy. Known for expert custom processing, Anderson Meats also features a great retail room stocked with a variety of fresh cuts, perfect for the grill, freezer, or tonight's supper. And don't forget their customer favorite, flavored beef sticks that folks just can't get enough of. Plus, there's plenty of other easy grab-and-go items. Anderson Meats in Troy for custom processing and more. Book your processing now at Anderson Meats in Troy. Quality you can taste, service you can trust. Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler, DDS, on Facebook.
For nearly 120 years, Citizens State Bank and Trust Company of Hiawatha have been your true and local hometown bank. No branches, just roots. In downtown Hiawatha, visit csbkansas.com today. Member FDIC.
Quarter in a fantastic ball game at 37-35. And how good has the Horton defense been in the second half? They've given up 4 points in the third quarter on four free throws. Troy has not scored from the floor in the second half, and we're in the fourth quarter. Time with the basketball. It'll be Harper Wettstein as the Trojans are going to have it to begin the fourth. Wettstein backs away with the dribble, trying to lure that defense out, give herself a little bit of room. Can't find any. Starts back to the left side, skips it off on top, brings it out to Nicole. Judd comes to the right side, nearly loses it. Back over to Wettstein, 4 seconds, 3 seconds. The shot is up, and it's going to go in plus one. With 1 second on the shot clock, the foul is going to be assessed to Bobby Becker. It'll be her first, the first foul, obviously, of the fourth quarter, and a big three-point opportunity here for Wettstein. Free throw, no good. Rebound, battle for, it's on the floor, still on the floor. We're going to have a foul called on Horton. A foul called on Troy. It is going to be on Haley Williams. It is going to be her first. And now Troy will steal the inbound, and it's going to come back, and we're going to get a foul on the Chargers. This foul is on Kiffin Lanter. Her first. Team foul two. So Troy will have it into the baseline, leading it by four. They want to get it down low. Can't find anybody down there. I'll bring it over to the elbow instead. The drive across the lane. Little running one-handed shot is going to be up and off the window. Good. That was a pretty, pretty shot. Allison Grable with her fourth point of the game. Up court pass. Here comes Horton. They'll drive. Lane, turn, shoot, miss it. And a rebound and a foul, and it's going to be Horton at the line. 7:06 to go in this game, and it's going to take, I think, a while to get the fourth quarter played. We're going to have a lot of action. We're going to have stoppages. We're going to have a lot of free throws taken. That's going to be the second foul by Allison Grable, and his first free throw is up and in. Forty-one thirty-six. Troy. 7:06 to go. Second free throw, got them both. Kirsten Smith, 4 points, 41-37. Six 50 to play. And now we get a foul called on the way out on the elbow. It is going to be on Horton. It is going to be the third foul on Marissa Banks. It is the third foul by Horton in the fourth quarter. Weststein with the ball, accelerates, goes all the way to the edge, comes back off on top. They reverse it down to the baseline and sliding down defensively. Contact and a foul on Aubrey Wilson. So Wilson collects her third foul. Into the lineup now for Horton, coming off the near side, is going to be Maria Mendez. And before she really can get into the game, we're going to get a timeout taken. Maria Mendez came in, provided her team with some huge offense in the second quarter. I have a feeling that Coach Lanter expected her to do that here in the fourth. We're taking a timeout. Mid-fourth quarter here in Horton, Kansas. It is Trojans 41, Lady Chargers 37.
This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison, powered by MSC Radio and found online at mscnews.net.
Berwick Oil Company, proud to serve ag producers in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Since 1928, when a group of farmers wanted to buy fuel at discount prices, Berwick has expanded to meet the needs of customers. Bulk deliveries available throughout the area, selling lubricants, fuel, propane, and diesel, and operating Cinex fuel and convenience stores in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Troy, Kansas. Berwick Oil also has a distribution location in Stella and Humboldt, Nebraska, and is the area's premier oil company, offering contracts and services year-round. Contact Berwick Oil Company. Were you the customer? Are the owner.
I'm back here on the Raw from the Cloud. I just mentioned going into the break that Maria Mendez comes into the game, and as quickly as that, she pumps in 2 points and is a 41-39 ball game with 6:06 to play. Troy with the ball and a slim 2-point lead. Topside with it, Weststein. Pumps it over to the right. Judd into the corner. Baseline. No. Rebound. Here comes Horton with a chance at their first lead since they were in front at 4-2. A pass to the right side. They'll push it to the top. Here's a three. That's it! It's in for Horton. The bucket by Kansas Keough. And it is a 42-41 lead. A 21-point lead for Troy is gone. Here's a pass over to the right side. A wide open three. No. Rebound tipped out on top. Troy's going to save it. Goes for three and knocks it down, and they get right back in front. And Coach Jasper's taking a timeout. Wants to talk to his team. A huge bucket by Haley Groff. And we're taking a break with 5:17 to play. What a game in Horton, Kansas. It's Troy 44, the Lady Chargers 42.
At Shelter Insurance, we believe insurance should adjust to fit your needs. That's why we work with you to design an auto, home, and life insurance plan that's particular to you. Insurance that fits just right. And Shelter is known for our award-winning customer service, satisfied customers, and a plan for you. Ready to check us out? Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
See Courtney Boswell in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha, your local Shelter Insurance agents, for a free review.
Welcome back to Horton, Kansas. The place is packed like you would hope it would be. And the fans are absolutely enthralled with this game. It's going to come right down to the wire. We've got 5:17 to go in the game. Horton will be putting it in play in the backcourt, and they're going to throw it away and turn it over on the inbound play. This has been the hallmark of the Troy team. The three-point shot from the right side, up and good by Weststein. Again, the pressure that Troy exerts has been a real problem. Here's a pass into the forecourt. A three on the other end. Got it! As these two teams now exchanging long-range shots. Kirsten Smith hits that one. 47-45. With 4:44 to go. Back down to right side of the lane. Wettstein finger rolls. Underhand. It's up and good. Harper Wettstein trying to step up and lead her team to a win. Pressure into backcourt. Court player knocked to the floor. No foul called. Charges into the forecourt. And here's a collision. And the Horton player thrown to the ground. And we're going to get a foul on Troy. Fisher looks over to make sure everybody's okay. The whistle is going to be on the Trojans, Allison Grable. It'll be her third. It'll be the Trojans' third foul of the fourth quarter. 4:25 to go in the game. 49-45, Troy in front of Horton. The ball comes in over the left side. The skip will come out on top. JoJo switch. Gets it out on top to Kansas Keogh. Back to JoJo. She'll pull up a three. Too strong. Offensive rebound underneath. Up and missing. Rebounding it down is going to be Horton. Coming up into basketball and into the forecourt with it is going to be Nicole Judd. Judd lays it back out on top to Harper Wettstein. She'll run the ball clip from the one. 4 minutes to play. Troy in front, 49-45. The pass over to the right side and now into the corner to Grable. She'll pull up from there. Knocks down the long-range shot. Allison Grable hits her first three of the game. It is 52-45. Backdoor pass, and the layup is going to be in for Kara. Covers up. She's got 10. 52-47. 3.5 to go. Wettstein goes to the left, way over to the edge. JoJo Switch steps up in front of her. Now they'll surround the basketball. It's loose on the floor, and it's going to get away and go out of bounds, and having been touched last by Horton. Troy will have it in with 16 on the shot clock. It'll be put in play right in front of the Trojan bench. Into the game for Horton. Back in will come Marlissa Banks. She's going to rotate out with Maria Mendez. Mendez has come off the bench to be a real factor with 7 points. Off the bench also Kansas Keogh for Horton with a dozen. And off the bench Tiffin Lanter with 9. For Troy, no bench player has a point. Inbound it comes out on top to Wettstein. Keogh defends her. 3:10 to go in the game. Shot clock at 8. Shot clock at 6. And now at 5. And at 4. Back it away, pulling up a desperation three. Wide to the right side, rebound is going to be taken down by Kansas Keogh. Here comes Horton. 2:57 to go in the ballgame. Keogh will drive it down the floor. Skip pass into the corner. Baseline jump shot on his way. Good for two. 2-point shot by Kirsten Smith. 52-49 with 2:40 to go. What a contest here in Horton, Kansas. Everything the fans had hoped it might be for the championship of the Northeast Kansas League. The drive to the baseline. Wettstein shot. It's up. It's in. They're going to get a foul. And it's going to be an opportunity for Harper at the free throw line. The foul on Kara. It is her second of the night. Her third of the night. Coming to the free throw line, a great shooter in Harper Wettstein. Free throw perfect. So a conventional three-point play makes it 55-49. And then on the upcourt play, Horton, an errant pass is going to get away and go out of bounds. Time is now coming into play with 2:28 left. Wettstein has the basketball. Her team leads by 6. Very near the midcourt line. They drive to the right. A player knocked to the floor. No foul called. Back on top. The three. Shot missed. Rebound Horton. Keogh coming up with the basketball and runs into the forecourt. Racing it down the left side. Crosses over behind the back. Cuts back over to the right. One hand push pass underneath the rim. Up and fouled. No whistle. Rebounding her back down is going to be Troy. 2 minutes to play. Wettstein will work her way all the way to the left elbow in front of head coach Derek Jasper eases away to the top. Plays off a screen. Cuts inside. Dishes left. The back away. The feet inside. Little contact. And now it's going to be knocked away and go out of bounds. It'll be off the knee of JoJo Switch with 10 on the shot clock. It'll be Troy basketball on the baseline to the left side of the lane. Wettstein does the inbound work. Before it comes in, we're going to get a Horton timeout. Taking a break. What a finish. 1:36 to play in the ladies' game tonight. A guys' game still coming up. It's Troy 55, Horton 49.
When your vehicle, truck, or trailer has a problem, there's only one place that will fix it right and fast, and that's Floyd's Truck Repair. With their experienced staff along with their parts and equipment, they can fix any problem and get you back on the road in a jiffy. That's Floyd's Truck Repair at the junction of Highway 75 and 36 south of Sabetha.
This is Brendan Garrett at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. I'm welcoming you to come to our store where you will enjoy our knowledgeable staff. Did you know our management staff has over 200 years of management experience? Looking for a new item? Don't hesitate to ask and we will do our best to find it. Need to order a large quantity? We offer special discounts for case size orders for additional savings. Thanks again for your support of Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha for over 53 years.
As we come back, Horton steals the inbound and a grab inside to prevent the layup. And we got a Horton player got banged on the floor hard. The foul is going to be on Haley Groff. Troy misplayed the inbound. Horton picks up the ball, races to the other end, and Groff could have easily been called an intentional foul, grabs Kansas Keo and just kind of wraps her up with her arms. Keo goes down and bumps her head, but she comes to the free throw line. Her first shot rolls in. Kansas Keo has 13 points now. It is 55-50. One more shot with a minute 31 to go. Out, no good. Inside a minute and a half to play. Troy up floor. Off the screen, out on top, Weststein. Off the screen, around the right side, Weststein pushes over her defender. She flops to the floor, no foul called. Weststein with the ball, kicks it back over to the right side, shot clock of 15, now the cross-court pass, batted free, still in the way, here comes Horton. Charges with the basketball with a minute 5 to go in a game, trailing it by 5. Long cross-court pass underneath the rim, the horsed-up shot rolls out, no good! It's spun all the way around the rim and tipped away, Troy dodges it and comes up the floor with 55 seconds to play in a 5-point lead. Weststein topside. Burning time. 20 on the shot clock. They're going to run this thing down. Back around to the right side with it. That's going to be Groff. And now we get a whistle. And let's see where the foul is going to come. The foul on. Is it on Keo? It will be the second foul on Kansas Keo. It'll be team foul 5 coming to the free throw line. Troy, they can salt this thing away from here. And this first one is good. Telling you what, this team has been more than phenomenal. At the free throw line, we're going to get a timeout before the second shot's taken. Taking a break. 37 seconds to go in the game. It's Troy 56, Horton 50.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Here we are with 37 seconds to go in the ball game. 56-50. The Lady Trojan from Troy, Kansas. One more free throw, it would be huge to make it a 3-possession game. Right now, a 6-point contest. She hasn't missed one all night and misses that one. Here comes Horton with a basketball. 56-50. The shot misses, and the rebound is going to be on the floor. Is there a foul? They're going to say no. They're going to say it goes out of bounds, and it will be Troy basketball from the backcourt. Now, the official from the top is coming down, and they're having a little visit in the lane on the north end of the gym. And let's see what the call is going to be. The official coming over to the scorer's table. We are going to have a foul. A foul on Harper Wettstein. Now, here's the thing. 27 seconds to go in the ball game. Horton needing threes. Down by six. First free throw. Rolls out. No good. One more shot coming up from Marissa Banks. Arlissa sends this one up, and it will not go in either. And the rebound finds JoJo Switch committing a foul, trying to get the basketball. And we will walk to the other end of the floor. Troy has been phenomenal at the free throw line tonight. This time it's going to be Haley Williams. She'll hit it. Fifteen of 17. 16 of 18 at the free throw line. What a night at the stripe for Troy. We're going to get a timeout. Taking a break. 26 seconds left in the game. Trojans 58, Chargers 50.
The answer is yes. SBS.
Your homeowner's insurance covers a lot, but some valuable items may need individualized protection. Jewelry, e-bikes, antique toys, firearms, computers, and even special gifts can often be scheduled on your homeowner's policy. At SBS Insurance, we help make sure what matters most is properly insured. Call or stop by today for a quick coverage review and peace of mind.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Kansas, the Chargers put the ball in play. The running shot up on the other end is up and no good. Offensive rebound, followed up and no good. And the ball is on the floor, picked up by Troy. 13 seconds left, and a foul is going to be committed in the backcourt by Keough. And the Trojans are going to come away with a huge, hard-fought road win here tonight. Wow, what a game this has been. It is going to be the third penalty, keeping your book on Kansas, Keough. Coming to the free throw line is going to be Harper Wettstein. Free throw, nope. Now Troy is only 16 of 19 at the free throw line. Kirsten Smith, Maria Mendez coming into the game. Bobby Becker into the game. Second free throw is going to be up and good. It is 59-50. 7 seconds, six. Here's a three. Launch. No. Going to get away and go out of bounds. 2 seconds to go. Final score tonight in Troy, or in Horton, Kansas. It's the Troy Trojans holding on to win it. 59-50 over Horton. We'll be back to summarize it for you right after this.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on CARE Radio 93.7 FM. Stick around for our post-game show featuring your Union State Bank of Atchison player to bank on right after this.
Union State Bank is here to help you build your business. Like you, we are thankful to be part of the local community, and USB is fully vested in that community, focused on helping families and businesses succeed. For our fellow local businesses, we offer a variety of commercial account options to fit your needs, from business interest checking to money market and business savings accounts. We have the convenient options to help your business thrive. Stop into one of our 8 convenient locations to talk with our team. Union State Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Hey everybody, Bart here at Farm and City Supply in Falls City. Tired of winter? Yeah, me too, but guess what? It ain't going anywhere yet. Come on in and check out our Sunfire heaters, Carhartt clothes, dry shod boots, Milwaukee power tools. If you need to cut a little wood, we got a great selection of steel chainsaws. But if you're thinking spring, hey, we can cover you there too. Rec-Tec grills, got great line of sprayers, sprayer supplies, hoses, banjo fittings, pumps, you name it. We're ready for you.
at your friendly Farm and City Supply.
That's looking here in Horton, Kansas, where we were entertained by a fantastic high school girls basketball game here tonight as the visitors from Troy come away with a 59-50 win. Horton jumped out in front. Then Troy goes on a, let me make sure I do that math again because I want to get this thing right, 21-0 run. Jump out in front. Horton is able, or Troy's got a lead in halftime as Horton battled back, and in fact took a one-point lead at 42-41 in the fourth quarter. But down the stretch, outstanding. Troy free throw shooting, they ended up 17 of 20 at the free throw line tonight to secure the win. Looking at the scoring for it, first of all, for Horton, they had 29 points off the bench, and 13 of them belonged to Kansas Keough. 10 points tonight for Kara Covers Up. Kirsten Smith had 9, and Tiffin Lanter had 9. 7 tonight for Maria Mendez, and 2 this evening for JoJo Switch. For Troy, all their scoring came from the starting 5, but when you have your 2 leading scorers combined for 44, that's a boost. It's Harper Wettstein, 24. Haley Groff had 20. It was 7 tonight for Allison Grable, Haley Williams, 5, and Nicole Judd hit a 3-point shot in the second quarter. Now, I'm going to tell you what, my back of hatches on player of the game tonight, got to be Haley Groff, and I'm going to tell you, 20 points tonight for Haley. She was fantastic at the free throw line, 2, 4, 6, 8, 9 out of 10 at the free throw line. She had 14 of those points in the first half and staked her team to that 21-point lead, and she was just instrumental in this win here tonight. Horton, they're 15-7, 8-2 in the conference. Troy, 15-6, and they are 9-1 in the Northeast Kansas League. It is senior night, by the way, here in Horton, Kansas. In between games, they're going to be recognizing the winter activities of seniors. So they're going to take a few minutes to do that. And we're going to hang on here. We're going to watch them, and then we're going to be back to bring you the second half of our high school doubleheader. It'll be the guys' game. Again, the final score in game 1. It was a Troy Lady Trojans winning over Horton, 59-50. We're going to take a break. We'll be back. Guys' game coming up before long. But in the meantime, we're going to spend some good times with Joseph at the Care Sports Studio.
Thanks for listening to our coverage of local high school basketball on Care Radio 93.7 FM and our post-game show featuring Union State Bank of Atchison player to bank on. Stay informed with game recaps and the latest sports schedule on MSCSports.net. This has been an MSC Sports production.